We've seen 2 years worth of digital transformation in 2 months. That statement is so powerful that I thought we would start today's This Week in Teams recording with it. Good afternoon. My name is Jay Leesk.
I'm Craig Jenke. We're here with This Week in Teams, and we're going to discuss Teams and the transformation and that saying by Satya Nadella at the third quarter financial statements, I believe, his financial call.
That's incredible. And if you look at the stats, so in the last month, we talked about it in episode one. We haven't had a number in the last few episodes. The episode one, they were at 40 million daily active users. In today, a month later, 4 weeks later, they're at 75 million daily active users. That is almost a hundredfold increase in daily active users. And that's insane.
That is a lot of people. Also, 200 million meeting minutes, I believe, a day. So, a lot of people having calls, a lot of people talking to each other. And that's just Teams, right? We don't even know the numbers on the other ones. And there's plenty of other news out there on for other platforms, right? We're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah, that was 200 million meeting participants. So
I read that wrong.
those 75 million daily active users attended a total number of, like, each one of them attended enough meetings to add up to 200 million participants.
Don't
There's
correct me,
four.
Jay. We've talked about this. No, I'm just messing with
This one's worth it because the real stat, 4.1 billion minutes of meetings is their top day. It's not an average, it's their top day. But still, that's
That's a lot.
insane. I mean,
It
nobody
is, and I
wants
feel like I've been
growth.
in all of them.
Today, especially.
Yes,
No, nobody wants
literally
growth
Monday through
because
Thursday,
of.
I felt like it was in all of them.
Yeah. That's fair. This is. You've thrown me off.
That's insane. That's all I know. You were going, it's insane.
All right. So,
It is Friday, May 1st, by the way. We didn't get that in the beginning of the episode, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. So, and what an interesting thing about that, though, is that Microsoft has what, about 256 million? How many seats was that? I thought there was like 256 million seats in Office 365 now, which is pretty close to Zoom, and they're 300 million.
Well, and Zoom has turned around and said that 300 million users isn't an accurate number.
Ah, where did that
Jesus,
come
now I'm
from?
just correcting you left and right. I
That one I
apologize.
threw there for you, Jay. I threw it up. It was a softball.
That was a softball for me. Thank you.
was a
Yeah,
softball.
so Zoom, a month ago, Zoom said they had 300 million users, and quote unquote, without provocation, who knows what happened behind the scenes, they have turned around and said, no, that is active meeting participants, not daily active users. So it is interesting to see where we are, but you're correct in the very least at how close Microsoft has come to Zoom, whether it's Zoom's fall from grace because of the security issues or Microsoft's growth from the pandemic and working from home. And it's been a crazy turnaround. But that's enough about stats for the day. I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Well, okay, so we'll get off of stats. And what about competitors, Jay? I hear there's some people making entry into the market that could be some pretty big players like Facebook and Google.
Well, I would love to tell you, but my notes have disappeared from today's meeting. No, I know Facebook's dug into the Messenger brand and
There
released
you
something called Messenger Groups,
go. Rooms. Rooms.
Messenger Rooms. Thank you. Yeah, my OneNote just totally crashed on me. So Messenger Rooms is released, and then last week we talked about Google Meet. And I think since we talked about it, Google turned around and said it is free to all Google users. So they're trying. Google is closer, I think, to what Office 365 Microsoft is doing, simply because Google has a whole platform for collaboration. They've got email, they've got chat, they've got groups or sites. It's not quite, in my opinion, the same level of maturity that Microsoft's collaboration solution is. But it's at least closer. I don't know how
What
I
I
feel about
hear,
Facebook.
so what I have heard in the past, one of the things I'm going to say Microsoft has as an edge over them is we have downloadable applications. So
Oh,
everything has
yeah.
to be done in the cloud, and you get a richer, experience, I believe, with the desktop applications. I know there's stuff that I can do quickly in Word and Excel, but if I really want to do a huge PowerPoint presentation or a huge Excel spreadsheet with pivot tables and stuff like that, I'm using my desktop applications. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Still going on, you know, moving back to Zoom a little bit. We've talked about their rapid release schedule, and they have officially released Zoom 5.0. I'm willing to bet it wasn't 5.0 when they started that release cycle, but it certainly is now. With that, there's some pretty interesting things, all security related, 256-bit encryption, advanced security controls. There was something about the servers. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how there is a realization that all calls went through China servers and that people, it wasn't an opt-in thing. Right. I saw there was something related to that. And then on the end user side, there's a report a user feature. Which I've been in a meeting where somebody came in and started Zoom bombing, so to speak. So that's helpful. And then the ending and leaving meeting features, they added the capability to actually end a meeting much more easily. So that's good.
Yeah, no, I will say that they were really responsive really quickly, which was kind of impressive. So that's good. Yep. Also, what did they do? Since, you know, COVID-19 has been driving a lot more people to their cloud. Right. They've been worried about being up and being able to perform. So I hear they signed a deal with Oracle to kind of like their back end processing, which was an interesting call because I think that kind of came out of left field for anybody in the industry. Because, you know, when we think cloud, we normally think AWS, we think Azure first. Right. Oracle.
Right.
Interesting choice. It does explain why Larry Ellis, I believe the Oracle, the head of Oracle, was touting how well Zoom was doing. So just shortly before that deal came out, I hear a lot of that was cost driven, you know, that Oracle could deliver cheaper than AWS and Azure. And I think some of it goes to not wanting to put all their eggs in one basket. But I thought what was really cool about that is what shows how flexible their platform actually is to be able to just pick it up.
Yes.
That easily through three different hosting companies, three different sets of protocols and stuff. I assume security that if they can get it so that it can just transfer over that easy, that's pretty impressive.
I will be impressed when a month, 2 months from now, we have found that they did so without exposing additional security issues.
Yeah,
but yes, the fact that they have designed their system to be able to move so easily and take advantage of three different clouds at the same time, that is pretty cool. Moving into getting out of industry and moving specifically into the Teams world, there was one thing on the security side that I thought was really interesting. There was an article released that said there was a vulnerability with relation to GIFs, the automatic loading of GIFs within Teams.
Yeah,
that they caught it, they resolved it. And the article was saying what it could have been. The long story short is the Giphy auto reload, they were able to force a Giphy from a bad server, a malicious server, to inject code in and get your user data. That's kind of messed up.
Yes, it is. but it was nice that was found out and by somebody who wasn't a bad guy and reported as part of the bug bounty program, I believe. And Microsoft was able to basically patch that pretty quickly.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to me because very often organizations don't announce vulnerabilities unless they have to. So the fact that they've made such a big deal about it is really cool. Moving into the user side of things, the Tasks app that's coming, it's an interesting move. They are taking, if you're familiar with Office 365 task capabilities, in Outlook, you've always had a tasking capability there.
Yes.
And they created the To-Do app, which allowed you to take those tasks and see them on your cell phone or in Office 365. That's actually a really powerful app on its own. And then there was confusion over, well, why can't those tasks be dragged into Planner? And how does this all relate to Teams? So Microsoft is taking... let me see if I get this correct. They're rebranding the Planner app within Teams to call it Tasks, and they're integrating it with the to-do capabilities, so you'll have the Outlook integration directly within that.
That is my understanding is too. So that is what I've been told, and that's what I read. I will need to see that happen to be sure exactly how that works.
Yeah, there's some interesting videos out there. I'll try and find. I think I saw a screenshot of what to expect. If I can find it again, I'll make sure we get it out on our Twitter account.
But it wouldn't be Microsoft if there wasn't rebranding going on somewhere, right? From Office 365 to M365 to Power.
But my favorite part about this branding is they're only rebranding Planner within Teams. So it's still Planner over here. Lord.
Planner over here. Look, don't look at this hand.
All right, what else? So we've been talking about the Brady Bunch view, the 3x3 view of videos. You're looking at us one by one.
Yeah.
We have 2x2 right now. That's the default if you have more than four people in a meeting.
Yeah, a bunch of the MVPs and early adopting clients have been posting the 3x3. So I've seen several announcements that has been gunned to be rolled out and should be general available through mid-May, hopefully. I know a lot of people are still requesting that. And I am told that they are going to, because it's been on the user voice, not divulging anything secret. I wish I was, but they will roll 3x3 out and then continue to fit as many as like as necessary to keep up with the competition, I think. So
that's cool.
They say in the user voice 4x4 or 5x5. So we'll see what they get up to. So far, my 3x3 meetings, because I happen to be an early adopter, has had 9 squares of just initials because nobody wants to turn the camera on. So while I get it for the EDU space and the personal space, right, when you're doing just the social networking that everybody wants to see 9x9 or more, I'm going to tell you in my day-to-day business meetings, most I've had is 5 people have their camera on. And that was because somebody said something about that. So
yeah, be the agent of change, Craig. Be the person who puts his video camera on. All right. Speaking of being the agent of change and raising your hand, I also saw there's a raise hand feature that's been rolled out. I'm a big fan in the Jesus.
Sorry.
We need it right now.
Raise your hand. So speak to me.
It'll be right there in the bar, in the main bar where your microphone and camera buttons are. It'll be a little raise hand feature, and that'll be nice. It just means someone needs to be, you know, in the education space, especially, right? If you're teaching, you don't want 20 people turning their microphones on. That raise hand feature will be really nice there.
Speaking of that, if you talk about the education space and reaching hands, you also want to have some control over the blurred backgrounds and what they're being able to show, right? So we've had a lot of requests coming from there in the government space, as you well know, on controlling backgrounds, either forcing blurred background, the ability to give blurred background with possibly some choices of backgrounds and not allowing people to be able to hack it, or being able to upload backgrounds or not being allowing any of those. I believe that's all in the roadmap incoming. I did see that on the Microsoft roadmap. If you go search for Office 365 roadmap and pull that up, they're working on that too.
Yep. Yeah. I'll definitely get this link out there. I love the detail on this. No filters, blur only, background blur with default images, or just allow for everything. And I think that's pretty cool the way they're going to restrict that. I'm hopeful they'll put it into some APIs that third-party tools can help take advantage of as well from a governance perspective. And this is listed as a May 2020 release cycle. So this is a rapid, like, I don't even remember this being on the roadmap. Yeah, so this is pretty cool, the way they're pushing that out there. And then they did announce blur background for iOS, which I thought was interesting. So I pulled up my Android phone in a meeting yesterday, and I turned my camera on, and I could not find a blur on the Android, but they have announced blur for iOS. So that's pretty cool that they're pushing that out there.
Yeah.
So. Because that puts a lot of pressure on the machine itself.
Yeah.
To be able to run those computations and figure out, well, this is the body and blur it there. And that's why you see some pixels around my head as I move. So the fact that they're able to push that out to, you know, a handheld device is pretty neat.
Yes. I have to see it for on the iOS. I haven't seen it again on Android, so I'm sure they're working on it.
Yeah. But
it'll be nice to see.
The other thing that I tried out in a meeting the other day, I mean that I might have tried out in a meeting the other day if I was in a tenant that allowed such things. I've said too much. Anyway, is live captioning. I saw the button appear and I was like, wait, that's new. So I clicked on it. And about 3 seconds later, I started getting live captioning and it was very close to real time showing me what was being said in the meeting. I am so excited to see that. That's going to be really good for stuff.
For stuff for people who have a hearing impairment might
Thank
be good.
Thank you. That's the phrase I was looking for.
It will also be good if you could change the, I don't know this, but if you could change the language to your personal language, that would be pretty awesome. Like
that would be amazing. Sweet.
It would.
I have not heard any rumblings about that.
We should do a program that does that. We'd be millionaires.
Yes.
One of the things that I thought was interesting that we haven't really talked about, and I don't know how much regular people know about Teams, but you had said, you know, all of a sudden this feature is there. And, you know, from time to time, features seem to show up in Teams. You know, the ability that every time you start up Teams, that it goes out and checks to see if there's a newer version. And really makes it so that you always have the most current version of Teams, I think, is a powerful feature.
That's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that. So Office 365, when you download the apps for that and get the desktop apps installed, you know, it is in the last few years, they've been pushing more and more to let you know ahead of time, hey, there's a new feature coming.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new update. Go ahead and get it installed rather than waiting. You're right. The fact that Teams just has it is really cool. And I thought this was interesting too. So I'm logged into our tenant for on the Spot network.
Right.
And I do not have the same features that I have as a Microsoft partner in the AvePoint tenant. So it's really interesting that I'm using the same desktop install. But
yeah, it knows
have
who you are.
Controls. Yep. It has the controls in place to limit features based on your tenant and your licensing. Really cool stuff.
Speaking of which, is something new I just saw today. We're talking about little features. This unplanned, but I was in Outlook and just noticed across right below the toolbar, I've got a thing that now says collaborate from anywhere, communicate more effectively with group chats, online meetings, and calling, and more. Go to Teams now. If I click the button, it launches Teams. Which I think is
whoa,
nice. Yeah.
I have not seen this.
Is this something
you can take a screenshot of?
It is something that I took a screenshot of. I will take a screenshot of it and share it with you.
Put it on Teams, man. That's awesome. I mean, get it on our Twitter.
I can do that.
Now, speaking of talking for far too long, there are some. Are you sharing your screen? Look at that.
I was sharing my screen so we could see. Right up here.
Oh, look at collaborate from anywhere. That is neat.
That is.
All right.
Take that off. We will stop.
What
sharing.
Other secret things are we seeing on your screen now?
Nothing. Nothing. You didn't see anything. Actually, I don't have that much.
All right. So we've probably gone on far longer than we should have. There's just a few more items I want to point out, and one of them, a little love for my government customers. If you're familiar with my day-to-day job, I sell to the U.S. government and state and local governments. So they have their own tenant, the national tenants. There's the GCC, GCC High, and DOD. Private channels released to commercial a month or two ago. They should be generally available in the GCC. That is the least secure government network. They should be generally available. The article said in April, so I would assume within the next couple of weeks it will have rolled out across all tenants. And then it didn't have a date for GCC High and DOD, unfortunately, so those are still listed as coming soon on private channels. But very exciting to start seeing those features. That is a quick turnaround from when it became available in commercial to when it became available in the government. So I'm very pleased to see an increase in speed from getting features in the commercial networks into the government networks.
Yeah, I think they're working with the top people to make sure that those approvals can go through quicker.
Yep. On the security side, back to commercial default lobby settings. Someone comes in with either dialing in or someone from outside your tenant. You are probably noticing now that they are getting put into a default or a lobby by default rather than being admitted. That's pretty good to see. Zoom was talking about that as well. And then, you know, Craig, I'll be honest, you want to take this last one. It seems appropriate to be the last one. Do you know which one I'm talking about? You don't know.
No, I do not know. It says DOD coming soon, and I can't remember.
Nah, no, two bullets up. End meeting. There is now April.
Yeah, that's our.
There is an end meeting feature so that when I hang up, you don't get to stay on. And with that, my friend, I bid you adieu.
Goodbye. Farewell. The meter's ain't something. I don't remember the rest of the song.